Starting with Northampton, I imagine the overriding emotion was relief more than anything.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. We've had too many draws this season, we know that. In the first half, you know, although we controlled the game, we didn't really have much threat on their goal. You know, they sat in deep, they got the goal. It was always going to be difficult then because, you know, we know they can sit in and defend. But second half, we changed the formation, a couple of players, and the endeavour and desire for the players not to accept a point was there for all to see, and it would have been the biggest travesty if we hadn't walked away with 3 points. But we've had a lot of games this season, we should have had the 3 points and we've not. So relief was it, fully deserved, fully merited. We said at half time, you're kicking into over 1,000 City fans, let's go make them proud, let's get that next goal and then go get a winner. And thankfully we did that, and as I say, it was hugely deserved, and the players were terrific.
And as you're 1-0 down at half time, and then the game's going on in the second half, it's a long time without a goal. You must have been thinking, you know, not this again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but it just felt that. You sometimes get a feeling in games that, you know, wave after wave of attacks got to surely produce a goal, but sometimes in football it doesn't. They can break away and nick one. So, yeah, as I say, it was all credit to the players, the way they, as soon as we get the goal on 70 odd minutes, whatever it is, lads quickly got the ball back and just wanted to go for the winner. And as I say, that's great credit to them. Every game this season we've been competitive in. We know we've drawn too many games. We know we've not scored enough goals. But nobody can ever point the finger at the players' attitude and desire for the club. It has been terrific.
And looking now at Chesterfield's side, who've struggled a lot in recent weeks, throughout the season really, what do you make of them?
Well, listen, they're fighting for their lives, you know, and when you've got Danny Wilson and Chris Morgan in charge here, they'll be out here to do everything they can. I watched them last Friday night, down at Port Vale, and they were first half, they were the far better side, couldn't score, and then they ended up getting beat 1-0, but then they put in a real strong defensive performance against a very good MK Dons side to get a 0-0 last week. So, yeah, they'll be difficult to break down, I've no doubt about that. They've got some good experience in good areas, but also a lot of young lads which bring you energy. But like in any game at home, regardless if it's top of league Scunthorpe or if it's a side that's near the bottom, we need to play at our best. If we're giving a 45-minute performance like we did at home at Bury, it won't be good enough, simple. If we play like we have been doing majority of the season, then we're confident that when we play at the top of his game, as long as we take his chances, we're a match for anyone.
And I imagine you're expecting them to come in and sort of sit deep and sort of camp up in defence. Do you have to sort of work around that in preparation for that? Do you maybe adopt a slightly different game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at last Monday, that it's evident that Northampton, after they get the goal, were almost, you know, they were playing like an away side. They were just sat in. So we had to find a way to win, and we did that. You know, we changed a couple of things, but it was the players who took on board and they had the desire to go and do it. So, yeah, against Chesterfield, it might be a frustrating afternoon for long periods, but we've got a belief and confidence that we've got the players on the pitch that can unlock tight defences, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Are you happy with how the squad is, sort of fitness-wise, after a very busy festive period?
Yeah, we're certainly lacking numbers, there's no doubt about that. We've got a couple of injuries and we've just had 3 players leave the club, you know, Nathan Clark, I wish them all the best at Coventry. And obviously the 2 lads have gone back on loan, Harris and Nults. So we're certainly light in certainly the attacking department. And, you know, hopefully we can bring in, you know, a couple of new faces, you know, in the coming weeks.
And what happened with the 2 forwards who left? Did the clubs just say they wanted them back, or was it a mutual thing?
Yeah, well, Sheffield United called Mark back, so that was out of our hands. Harris came on obviously a deal just to January there, and in fairness to the lad, he's not played enough football, and you know, I think it was a mutual thing between us and him. He was a smashing lad, trained as well as he could, really happy about the place and got on with what he had to do, but that was more a mutual decision. You know, the lad's not been playing enough games. It's pointless him sitting about and being on our bench. He wanted to go and try to get some action elsewhere.
And I know that you keep getting asked about this, but does it make getting a striker in more important now that 2 have gone?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, we are. If you look, Billy Clark's out injured at the minute. We've got Jordy and Big Jim. So, yeah, I think, you know, naturally it goes without saying that we need to get a forward in, that's for sure.
And any closer to getting one?
Nah, not really, but you never know what happens. Sometimes you get a phone call and things are on. Sometimes you think things are going to happen and they don't happen. So in football, you never say never, but we'll wait and see.
And finally, just going back to that Northampton game, did it feel like a turning point in the season after 4 draws in a row, 5 games without a win?
Yeah, I suppose if you're going at half time 1-0 down, it was a big win, yeah. Yeah. As I said, you can't fault the players for their endeavours this season. Been terrific and a lot of good football. We just know that we've not been clinical enough when we've needed to be. So, yeah, hopefully it's a start of us turning these draws, which are looking like draws, into 3 points. And, you know, we keep going as well as we are, we'll be fine.